Tiny forage fish don't have the iconic status of Northwest species such as salmon or orca, but the marine creatures at the bottom of the food chain play a critical role. So scientists are excited to see signs they're spawning in new habitat created by the Elwha Dam removals. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
At the mouth of the Elwha River, a new stretch of sandy beach has formed over the past 2 years. Sediment that had been held back by two dams for nearly a century has washed down the river into the nearshore environment. Ann Schaefer, a marine biologist and executive director of the Coastal Watershed Institute in Port Angeles, has been monitoring the coastline since 2006. She says now, for the first time, they've documented surf smelt spawning on the new river delta.
It's literally a watershed moment for us for the Elwha Nearshore Restoration associated with the dam removals. It's an event that's 100 years in the making.
She says they found tiny smelt eggs in the softer sand samples of the new beach during a recent survey. And while many people have been focused on the question of salmon returning to the river, Schaefer says these highly caloric forage fish provide food for huge numbers of larger species.
Chinook salmon, killer whales, larger baleen whales will feed on them, birds.
Schaefer's team is also sampling for sand lance, which spawn in winter. The findings are consistent with other scientists documenting species that are quickly taking advantage of the new nearshore habitat, including Dungeness crabs. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.